Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Let's continue Wednesday's discussion, where I explained how the U.S. government could circumvent the forthcoming Basel III banking regulations that could have the result of major increases in gold and silver prices. As I have explained, the U.S. government is the largest beneficiary of lower gold and silver prices. It has a decades-long track record of actively working to suppress these prices. The Exchange Stabilization Fund, created in 1934, allows the federal government to secretly manipulate the price of gold. In a Federal Reserve Bank document from April 5, 1961, an unidentified senior Fed official explained that U.S. foreign exchange and gold trading operations would not have their desired impact at manipulating markets unless the information in such trading were secret. To keep such activity secret, the government would use various tactics. First, it would delay the release of information. Second, it would disguise trading activity by combining it in reports with other financial activities. Even scarier, though, this document hinted that the government could also just not report some activities. An International Monetary Fund paper issued 22 years ago confirmed that official interventions in financial markets would have the greatest impact only if investors and the general public were not aware of such manipulation. So, what could the U.S. government do to still hold down gold and silver prices after the new Basel III bank regulations take effect? It could persuade other central banks to liquidate some gold reserves to help private banks build up their required reserves. The Bank of England sold half of its reserves from 1999 to 2001 to temporarily hold down prices. Central banks could also increase their gold leasing and swaps activity, especially if they could avoid reporting such activity or fraudulently refuse to disclose it. The federal government could also simply engage in secret behind-the-scenes trading to defraud investors and the American people. It would not be the first time this has happened. Despite possible obstacles, the U.S. government could arrange to delay or reduce gold or silver price increases when the Basel III bank regulations take effect. I still anticipate much higher prices in the next 6 months to 2 years. Are you ready? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.